this Sunday. So I want to start out my talk with a little story. The story is called Smoke Signals. The lone shipwreck survivor on an uninhabited island managed to build a rude hut on which he placed all that he had been able to save. And every day he prayed to God for deliverance and anxiously scanned the horizon for hopes of seeing a passing ship, because you see, he prayed. And one day while he was cooking breakfast in his hut, across the horizon came a ship. And so he went running down to the beach and he's jumping around, help, help. But the ship kept going. Dismayed, he turned around to return to his hut, and he looked, and because he left his breakfast cooking on the stove, the hut was burning. And he sat down on a rock and he said, God, I have been a good supporter of you, but yet, look, I mean, he was so sorrowful. And the next day, in the morning, a ship pulled up, and he said, how did you know I was here? And the captain said, we saw your fire. So you see, things do work out, even when we think they don't. So my talk today is these hands. So our opportunity this morning is to never judge an experience on face value, like the guy on the island did. Sometimes what seems to be the worst thing possible turns out to be the best. Ever had that happen? I have, a number of times. A setback can really be a setup. Hear that, a setback can really be a setup. Behind every difficulty awaits a gift. So let's say that one again. Behind every difficulty awaits a gift. It is up to each one of us to be open, to keep looking for the gift, to be open, to be receptive. The gift will be revealed when and where. Is it up to us? I know we want to be able to say it now, but that's not possible. Not always. Not ever. Because I think it takes that opening, it takes that awareness of consciousness that says, yes, I'm preparing, I am setting the table to receive the guest of life. The gift that God has for me. See, when we pray intending for something to happen, you don't dictate the form or the results. Now hear that? We don't dictate the form or the results. Instead, we pray for the quality and from the quality of the experience we desire. Ask the question of yourself this morning. How do you want to feel when your prayer is answered? What is that going to feel like? Not how the outcome has to look. Because you see, God is greater than any condition, any situation. And when we limit the infinite, we limit ourselves. Imagine the answer to your prayer is greater than you ever expected. The answer to your prayer is greater than you could imagine. We can and we must expect God to outdo our beliefs. Because you see, you and I are limited in our belief system. We're limited to that idea of what we can have take place in our lives. I could never have imagined different things that have taken place for me. I could have never imagined how wonderful it would be to be in this community for over 12 years now. how expanding in my consciousness as well as what I see in you today. So we have to ask God to surprise us with the solution. Woo! Surprise! You see, if we can look at every day, every moment that we're in prayer, that it is like our birthday, and that we are going to receive the surprise of God in revealing back to us the greater truth, greater than what you can imagine, what would that be like? You see, I couldn't have imagined the relationship that I was going to get into when I met Rick. I didn't think it was going to last. What is this now? 16 years? We're doing pretty good. So we have to give thanks to God in advance for the brilliant outcome. He said, thank you, God. That was brilliant. I couldn't have imagined it. I couldn't have imagined that every day would be better and better with this man called Rick. I couldn't have imagined that I was going to grow and beyond my wildest dreams coming here to this community. And that we would grow together. How blessed we are. So let's ask ourselves the question, how can we use God's brilliant outcome in today's world, the today's world of events? How can we use the brilliance of God in that? Because you see, what's happening today is not okay. It isn't living fully in a world that works for everyone. And we're seeing it now. And we're seeing it really clearly of the divide, of the separation that has got to be healed. Including even the people you might have differences with or defining differing opinions than what we believe. Them, us. It's got to stop. There are days that I cannot see past the hatred and the conflict and the lack of human respect. How about you? It's up to each one of us to use the tools that we have been given as human beings to build the bridge, the wisdom of our hearts to others and to the humanness of each other. This will open doors to the vision that we hold of a world that works for everyone. But it begins within me and it begins within you, within each and every one of us, when we turn within to the source of our being. Not out there. But turn within to a greater power, a power beyond conditions. And we begin to see clearly the truth that we wish to see, the brilliance of God at work, beginning first within ourselves, has to come within, from me and from you. Oh, but they should be doing it. Not so. Not so. Then we can see a world that begins to heal, because you see, we're now seeing a lot, aren't we? We're hearing a lot. And we have a pandemic. Wow. There must be something brilliant being asked of each and every one of us. There must be something that we can't even imagine that is awakening within civilization, within this world. Even though our wounds look ugly and impossible to our human eyes, it's time to stop and to remember, with God all things are possible. Quit complaining about it. And in that moment, from within ourselves, we bring a vision of a world that works for the greater good of all. What does that look like for you? This is our call as a faith-based community, as a faith-based people, to daily visualize and to accept the world with all its faults. Not to condemn, but to raise and praise all people into greater outcomes and into unity. Yes. At times we will all lose sight of the greater vision. At times I have. I'm sure you have. However, when we hear the news, let it remind you to return to the greater truth that will and does set you free, that sets all of us free. It's an inside job. It starts with us. It can and will set us free every day on the inside. That's why we talk about prayer and meditation and taking classes, which we will begin to resume soon, even though we Zoom classes soon, whatever. Anyway, these hands, this mind, this belief system, it is up to each and every one of us to keep the fire of truth burning brightly, the fire of right for everyone, not just a few. To holding a greater vision, and when we see the news or pass the pain of humanity and see it, we need to acknowledge that the God within me acknowledges the God within you, within everyone, in all people. That's what namaste means. It means when people go, namaste, it means the God in me recognizes the God in you. And so that's all we really need to do when we look at the news, namaste. Let me see the God in this at work, creating an atmosphere that is healing, not tearing down. It's important to remember, namaste. You see, sometimes events and pandemics and marches and speaking out has to happen to get our attention, to ask us to be greater, asking us each to vision, to see a greater world of kindness and compassion for all. You know, it's very interesting. This morning, when I was putting all of this together, and the vision of the police officer kneeling down, the man on the ground, and the look on his face that one of the photographers captured, all of a sudden I said, what is his soul, the officer's soul, needing to know? What is it asking for? And I suddenly had compassion. And I heard his soul say, I only know to be against, not to be for. I grew up this way. Oh, it opened my heart. What is every soul of that we might have disagreement with? What is the intent? What is the essence of that being? What is it holding that keeps us from knowing the truth? I found compassion for both people. I think that's what we do as ministers, as practitioners, as faith-based people. What is the soul? What is the soul desiring? Freedom. What is the soul saying? Because I think if the soul in us could see sometimes our missteps, our miscomments, the soul would say, oh, I'm sorry, namaste. I forgot the God in you. Help me to remember. Because you see, fear can destroy hopes and intentions and peace of mind, or it can be a powerful teaching tool. Fear gives us three options, and here they are: debilitation, chaos, or to lean in. Debilitation is hopelessness, is energy of unrealized power. It is helplessness, and we lose our divine self in debilitation. Have you ever felt debilitated? I have. I felt that things were so awful and so bad that all I could do was lay in bed and pull the covers over my head. This was years ago, thank you, God. Every day I open the blinds, I open the curtains. I remember that time that I just wanted to be in the darkness. No more. Okay, chaos, we react and panic when there's chaos in us. And it sets in and we hoard, we go running after toilet paper. That's chaos, and we become angry and scattered, and we live outside of truth. But when we recognize fear, and we lean into spirit, we are empowered to move to a clear mind, to a clear thinking, to clear intention. Okay, God, what's mine to do? When we lean in to spirit, we ask. Keep seeing solutions, right outcomes. Keep seeing a healing for all. Imagine everyone lifted up, awakening in that truth. We want to raise and praise, not condemn and point fingers and argue. Let us brag on the goodness of God working in every situation. You can watch TV news and you can say, okay, I'm bragging on the goodness of God. Let me see it. We, each one of us, have the power to turn within, to turn to a greater vision of the world that works for the good of all. These hands, this mind, this realization. I love what Neville Goddard says. He says, don't underestimate your power. All is yours. Claim it. Assume it. Everything depends upon your concept of yourself. So right now, what do you think about you? Everything depends on how you feel, what you think about who you are. Be the best. Raise a praise. Hold fast in your imagination to all that is lovely and of good report. For the lovely and the good are essential in your life if it is to become worthwhile. Keep focusing on the good that is in your life, because I know there's a lot more good. Count it every night. Thank you, God. Claim the best possible outcome. And stay wide open in your faith. Don't let the environment of the news define who you are. You find the truth within you. Find the truth within your God self. Stay in faith, knowing the greatness of God lives in you. It has to. It can't live anyplace else but you. So remember to set back and be ready to set up. Remember, there's a setup, so you have to keep looking for the gift. It's there for you. I know you'll find it. So let's take that into prayer. So take a breath, knowing and accepting that there's only one life, one power, one all-loving, all-nurturing essence by whatever name, God, the infinite, the divine, the beloved, there is only one. And it is the magnificence and the beautiful life that lives and breathes within my very being. For I know that I am the beloved place where God shows up, and I celebrate that. I'm proud of that. I allow it. I open all the doors and receive it and recognize it. And what is true of me must be and has to be and is the truth born about each and every one of you. For each one of you is a blessing and is blessed by the infinite, divine, beloved essence of the Mother, Father, God. This is what I know to be true. that there is no place where God is not in its fullest glory called you. I know and accept that right where you are, God is the fullness and the richness of the breath that you are breathing right here and right now. And I call forth perfect health, perfect harmony, that your willingness to use these hands and this mind and this body in being present and available, blessing the presence of God in all people everywhere. Namaste, namaste, namaste. And where there is a need for a healing, I call forth the miracle working power of God, and I call forth the brilliance of God to work in and through our world, to work in and through the creating an answer to this virus, creating an answer to the disruption, to the hurt and harm of humanity and of each other. We're brothers and sisters living together in this home called planet Earth. We claim it, we see it, we recognize that for us and around us, we see the brilliance of God, and we allow everything to rise and to be praised and to be blessed, no matter what it looks like, because this is our job. We're faith-based people. We allow this inner work to be done so that we can see it in the outer world. This is what I know to be true. And so greater than the words that I speak is already taking place in the mind of God, and I trust the wisdom, I trust the miracles and the mystery of God to be revealed. As I just release this, my powerful word, into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says yes, returning to and through each and every one of us, multiplied, magnified, spilling over. We are full of the God essence, and we let it shine. We let it be so. And so it is. Amen.